Yeah. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor. Oh, no, we're not. We're live in the Showcase Studio. I'm always... See, it's just I'm there five nights a week, five overnights a week.
That's the second week in a row you did that.
Well, I mean, I know.
I know.
It's just that every night I say it, you know, all the time.
Right.
And so it's just by rote, you know. But we're in the Showcase Studio downstairs looking out on Michigan Avenue. And we're here till midnight. Coming up a little bit later on, Eric and Colin will join me for our weekly movie reviews. But right now, I want to welcome to the show a regular guest, and it's always great to have him on. And if you have a parking ticket or you got a ticket and you want some advice on how to get out of it, or if you've any issues concerning driving in and around Chicago, call us up right now, 312-981-7200, help you get out of a ticket and talk a little bit about some of the issues of driving. The Parking Ticket Geek from theexpiredmeter.com is here. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you. Thank you for having me on.
It's always a pleasure. People love it. And, you know, you're going to help some people out, get out of tickets and get some advice. It's 312-981-7200. We try to help as many people as we can, get as many people on here as possible. As I always do for people who might be newbies who have not heard you on the show, explain how you became the Parking Ticket Geek and how the great website, theexpiredmeter.com,
yeah,
began.
So as a young man, I moved from the suburbs to the city, and being an idiot, I gathered I got a lot of parking tickets on my car, mm-hmm, just doing stupid things. And but at one point, I was getting tickets that were unfounded from the city, and I'm kind of a contentious jerk. So I started fighting back and looking into the municipal code, and I got, and this is really sad and pathetic, but I got really good at fighting parking tickets.
Yeah.
Like, that's what kind of hobby, right?
You know, yeah, but that helps people out. I mean, you know how many we get so many calls when you're on, man, because people need help. They want to know. I mean, people.
Well, you know how many tickets are issued every year? 2.7 million tickets.
Oh, man.
That's last year's average. 2.7 million.
That's
just
million.
Parking
that's
tickets.
That's just parking tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
And then red light cameras is like 600,000 or something like that.
Wow.
So we don't even know where the speed camera tickets are at this point. So
right,
you're talking, you know, close to 4 million type of violations. So, yeah, sadly, my advice is actually helpful to people.
Right.
You know? I mean, I guess it's good that I can give the advice. I enjoy it. I love helping people get out of their tickets. And, you know, I like it when people can beat the city. It makes me – when you can take money
away from the city.
Right. Yeah.
And you can. And legally, you can.
Oh yeah. I'm not saying anything that's not the legal way to do it. And it's all using – I mean, it's kind of like legal jujitsu. It's learning what is legal and what's not. And in so many cases – you have the ability to fight back and win and save $50 or $100 or $150. You know, city sticker violations are $200.
Isn't that crazy, man?
Well, I talk to the city clerk a lot, and I think she's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place on that, because she's basically, they want people to buy their city stickers. And I understand, you know, we need the if you live in the city and you drive a car, we need that money to fix all the darn potholes in the city.
Yeah.
And obviously there's still a lot to be fixed, but
yeah,
I think it's too high. And I've told her, I said, I think you need to lower it. I've talked to a few aldermen who are like, man, that's just too high. And I always give this example. Let's say you goof up and you don't get your city sticker and you go away for a week, right?
Yeah.
You come back, you got like, you could have $1,000 of parking tickets, and there's no, and you can get ticketed every day for that. Right.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to, suggest that maybe there's something else you can do. Maybe if you get your city sticker, they'll waive the other tickets or something like that, or they'll cut the first ticket. You know, they'll cut the ticket in half or something.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair. I mean, $200 is a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
And I think it's just the fine doesn't, you know, fit the crime, let's say. You
yeah
know, it's just so out of proportion. It's out
and,
of whack.
And the expiredmeter.com began, it was essentially the parking meter deal.
Well, you started
jumping on.
Sort of. I was going to write a book. I'm a writer. Yeah. I have a writing background. I used to be a journalist, and when I was a young person, and I got away from it, and I was being pulled away at parties. People say, "Hey, I heard you beat these parking tickets. Can you tell me how?" And I'm like a party favor at this point, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm a writer.
You're like a juggler.
Yeah. Or I'm some kind of sideshow.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I'm going to write about it, and I thought, well, I'll blog it. I couldn't do it all in one setting. Like most writers will just write every day,
yeah,
right, for hours. So I thought, well, you know, maybe I can just put an hour a day. and I'll blog it, and no one will read it. But at the end of this, I'll have
you'll have your book.
I'll have a book.
Yeah.
But then the parking meter lease deal came, and that was so crazy and out of and nuts and bad for the city, and nobody was covering it in town. And all of a sudden, when it exploded, I was the only one that actually knew what I was talking about.
Like, right.
I had actually read the 100-some pages or 200 pages of the parking meter lease agreement, and I had been talking to some of the aldermen, and they were giving me information. And so I became, like, again, inexplicably, I become this expert on this whole debacle. And, you know, so here we are. And now we got this goofy website that provides information about driving and fighting tickets.
Everything,
and,
man. It's a great website.
And it serves a purpose. The newspapers in town, they're smaller because of the, you know, the economy and the way that media is going. And stories that would have been in those papers or on TV before are not. So yeah. I cover a lot of things that they don't. And so now...
And you're in partnership with another website.
I contribute to DNA Info, which is... an amazing news website. It's a lot of Exxon Times people, and it's not like the Huffington Post, which I also read, or Chicagoist. Which, you know, just take other people's content and kind of write about it,
yeah.
and aggregate
and then
it.
Link it up.
Right. Yeah. Well, DNA Info, it's all reporters and journalists that are working, and they got people in neighborhoods. So, you know, whereas a lot of local newspapers have gone away, right? So there used to be neighborhood newspapers all across the city. There's still a few left, but there's a lot of places that are not. And so they're embedded in – there's a Wicker Park writer. There's a Lincoln Park writer. There's a Lakeview writer. There's some on the south side and the west side. So it's become this wonderful news source, and I'm really honored to be working with them.
Yeah.
And so we work jointly, DNA Info and the Aspire Meter, to break a lot of really great stories about these type of issues. So – you know, check that out too, listeners.
Yeah, check it out. And like I said, you know, like I say every time you're on, that, you know, if you drive in and around Chicago in that area, you drive at all, you should bookmark theexpiredmeter.com and check out DNA Info as well. We got a couple of lines open if you want to jump in here. 312-981-7200. You got some driving questions. You want to get out of a ticket. You need some advice. The Parking Ticket Geek is here to help you out. Again, 312-981-7200. Okay, since the last time you were here.
Oh, my God.
The red light cameras.
Oh,
we got to talk about this. This is completely out of control.
Since I've been here, it's been this crazy story.
Yeah.
And it was so, I mean, and I can't keep up even. And I follow this all the time, but I don't know if it was the indictment that came down first of the federal indictment of the Chicago Department of Transportation guy who was in charge of the whole red light camera
system. I think that came after.
No, well, that came first, and then the story that the Tribune broke about these spikes in where these red light camera intersections would be puttering along. They'd issue a few tickets every day, and then all of a sudden it'd be hundreds of tickets for weeks at these locations, and then it'd stop.
Yeah.
And then there was other locations where the red light tickets would just go off the charts and stop. And the Tribune looked into it and said, hey, what's going on? They asked the Department of Transportation, can you explain these? And they're like, no, we have no idea. And then, and that, to me, is the actual story. Not the fact that they had these problems. That's an issue. But the fact that the city, A, did not know what was going on with their own system and then can't explain it. It's like, who's running your system?
Yeah.
The Three Stooges? Come on, man. Yeah. I mean, get it together. I, you know, errors happen. Technology fails. But the fact that they have no clue what's going on with it. And then the mayor came out. I mean, the mayor has been under fire for this. And they have to look at like 15,000 red light camera tickets from that time to see, you know, hey, are they legitimate or not? And I think a lot of them are. But then again, it's like, OK, so is it right? Is the system set right when they're issuing two tickets a day? Or is it right when it's issuing hundreds of tickets a day?
Yeah. So there's been no explanation for the inconsistency.
The city has not explained that. And then 2 weeks ago, another two indictments come in. The president of Redflex.
Oh, right.
This is a whole bribery scandal where
that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, so Redflex allegedly... And the feds obviously believe this, that the Redflex and the guy that was running the whole program for the city, he was getting like hundreds of thousands of dollars to basically grease the skids and allow them to, you know, come in and get the contract with basically no competition. He basically rigged it. And they've made, I think, $125 million over the course of 11 years as the vendor for the city of Chicago.
Man.
So, you know, they pay him, allegedly bribe him or give him, you know, close to $1 million in cash. They bought him a condo. They bought him a car. They were paying like alimony. They were paying for his girlfriend's tuition somewhere.
Wow.
Allegedly. And so they just indicted the president of Red Flex, who was in charge at the time, and the alleged bag man, the guy that was like getting the money and then passing it on to this Department of Transportation honcho. So, I mean, that to me undermines the whole system. And then this new story that came out that's a little complex, but essentially the when Xerox is the new vendor, you know, they're a copy machine maker,
right,
but they also are in the red light camera business, and their system is showing on a lot of tickets that the yellow light time is under the federally mandated 3 seconds. Like you're supposed to have at least 3 seconds at an intersection to get through the intersection. And then if you have less, the chances of you getting a red light camera ticket are much like exponentially greater.
Yeah.
So they come back with I'm seeing and Barnett Fagel, who's an activist, and he fights a lot of these red light camera tickets and speed camera tickets. He's seeing these tickets that say 2.9 seconds. And so he went in to fight a bunch of these. And the other day when he went in to fight, he shows up. 4 lawyers from the city are there.
Oh,
4.
Man. Oh, man.
And so a hearing that normally takes like, you know, maybe 5 to 10, 15 minutes at maximum, it goes 3 hours.
Oh.
And they must, okay, so let's look at it this way. 5 tickets that with maximum $500 in violations, they must have spent over $10,000 in legal, like just to pay the lawyers.
Absolutely.
To be there, you're like, what's going on?
All right,
like,
listen, we got a break.
Okay.
But I want to keep talking about this. The red light camera
Beautiful.
Stuff has broken. And the expiredmeter.com is the website. And again, we have some phone lines open. If you need to get out of a ticket, if you need some advice, anything that has to do with driving in this city, we have the expert here, the parking ticket geek. Call us right now for some help. If you need it, advice, getting out of a ticket, 312-981-7200. More after this on WGN. Nick DiGilio here. Hi. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, looking out on Michigan Avenue in the glass box. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We got a couple of lines open. The Parking Ticket Geek is here from theexpiredmeter.com, and he's here to answer your questions and help you out and give you advice on how to get out of tickets. And if you have any questions concerning driving stories and issues in the Chicagoland area. And welcome back, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll talk about more. Now, you were talking about the latest on the red light cameras. So let's finish that up a little bit, and then we can get to some phone calls.
Yeah, that sounds great. So essentially, at this long hearing where this Barnett Fagel, who's a great guy, and he's been fighting the cameras for about 6 years. He goes out and hangs out with the protesters, the Citizens Demand Red Light Cameras, which has been doing these protests around the city at different locations. And he's been helping people. He helps people fight tickets, mm-hmm. right? He goes in and he shows them the judge evidence. So he's there and he's fighting. And these people, the lawyers for the city, are unbelievably, like, they were trying to, like, say he can't testify because he's not an expert. And they spent 30 minutes, the first 30 minutes of the hearing, trying to undermine his credentials. And it was really, I don't know, like just brutal the way they were trying to do it. And I'm like, okay, this is just essentially the same thing as a parking ticket, right?
Yeah.
And so you're throwing the weight of the city's law department against a guy, a regular guy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's well-versed. He's very knowledgeable. He's an expert in this. But it was really disconcerting.
Well, what does that indicate?
That indicates that the city is scared.
Yeah.
And I think they know that there's issues, and they're just not – they don't want to be upfront about it. And I think there's some people who – and some aldermen even that are like, let's scrap this system, man. Because if you look at it foundationally, like first of all, it's founded on bribery, right? So – and then there's all this data that comes out that shows like, hey, this is a problem and this is a problem, and there's issues with the reliability of it, and is – and I believe strongly it's about revenue and not about safety.
I agree with
right?
you. I agree with you 100%.
So if it's truly about safety, they're not doing a very good job about building it up. And I'm working on a bunch of stories that are going to show that even it's even worse than we think, right? I think they're very scared that they're going to spend tens of, you know, I don't know if it's tens of thousands, but it's certainly
dollars. 3 of the biggest lawyers in the city at one hearing.
Four lawyers.
Jeez.
I mean, I was just astounded. And then they bring in like the head of the the guy from CDOT who is in charge of the red light and the speed cameras to testify. You're like, what? A normal person would never face that, right?
Yeah.
So then during the hearing officer says, I've been seeing, and he says, like, on the record, I've been seeing all sorts of these red light camera tickets that have yellow light times that are under 3 seconds. I'm dismissing 2/3 of the tickets for red light cameras that come in here. Which the story blew up. It was huge.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge. Yep. I broke the story, and the Tribune, you know, the Tribune picked it up. A lot of other news TV stations picked it up. And when you get somebody from, like, a judge that says, hey, there is a problem here.
Yeah.
And the city has a problem. We've told them there's a problem. Xerox says it's not their problem. It's the city's problem. You got a problem.
Yeah.
And I think it's very embarrassing for them. And I don't know why they won't just, like, capitulate and say, hey, you know what? We're going to fix this. We're going to do things what we need to do to fix the system. And they just keep on, like, digging in. And I think there's a Tribune poll just a few days ago that showed, like, 2/3 of the people they polled are thinking, like, hey, this red light camera thing, it's no good. We don't like it. It doesn't make any sense. That's a plurality, right? I mean, that's not like, oh, it's 50-50 and you got some – I mean, you're talking about – a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, you see, the story is here, and it's a Tribune poll, and it's on your website. You can check it out.
Right, I linked to the Tribune's
and
story
it's,
on
it. Is, it's, the headline reads, Tribune poll finds 2 of 3 Chicagoans hate red light cameras.
Right.
I mean, that's not...
And a lot of them don't believe, like, they just say, hey, we don't believe in it. We don't have any faith that it's a fair system. And I think that's the issue, that the city, if people said, well, look, some people in the past said, well, I got a ticket, but I have faith in the system. I believe that it was fair that I got the ticket. But now people don't believe that there's any fairness to it. They think it's basically the equivalent of a speed trap.
Here's another little bit of numbers here from this story. Nearly everyone, 92% of the people polled, and it was 800 people, believes that the program needs to be changed. Only 45% of those polled think the program should be eliminated, while another 47% think the program needs better management and oversight.
So 9 out of 10 people think there's issues with the system.
Yeah.
Except the mayor. He's the one.
He's the one. Yeah, he's the one. Yeah, so you can read all about that. But this story continues to develop, man.
And there's more stuff coming out, believe me. I don't know him personally, but David Kidwell from the Tribune's been like a pit bull on this.
Yeah.
And he's
David's been on the morning show with us. I do the first hour of CCOG from 5 to 6 with Andrea and Dave and Orion and Mary. And we've often had David on the show. To talk about this specific story that he's been covering it as
well. And here's the thing: the difference between, you know, a goof like me writing about it on a website is completely different than Mr. Kidwell writing on the platform of the Chicago Tribune, which is, you know,
it's the trip.
Yeah,
We got a break here. We got the news coming up. All right, and as soon as we come back from the news, after the news, we're going right to the phones. Everybody, hang on. We still got a couple of lines open. You need to get out of a ticket. You need some advice. You drive in Chicago. Any questions? 312-981-7200. News is next. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, overlooking Michigan Avenue here. And coming up after 11 o'clock, it'll be Eric and Colin with the weekly movie reviews. But right now with us is the parking ticket geek from theexpiredmeter.com. If you drive anywhere in and around the city, you should definitely check out this website, theexpiredmeter.com. Welcome back, man.
Thank you for having me.
So we have a bunch of people on the line who need some help. You can help people get out of tickets if they need advice, if you need something. Call us up at 312-981-7200. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Yes. Yeah, I got a ticket for not being 20 feet away from the corner. And I don't know whether I should go take a tape measure, take a picture in order to try to, beat this ticket. So I don't know what.
Were you near, was it 20 feet from like a stop sign or from the intersection?
Yeah. From the corner of the intersection.
Okay. So again, as I said earlier, I'm a contentious jerk, so I fight everything. And so I would encourage you to do it. And what I would do is take pictures of where you were in relationship, like see if you can go back there. repark your car, take photos of where you were. Because it sounds like you think, like, hey, I was parked legally, and maybe I was a teeny bit close, but, you know, how do they know? So go back and take photos, and or maybe even take – I've done this before where I got a ticket, and I said, hey, look, I'm within the proper distance, and I actually got a tape measure out and photographed it to show. You might want to do that, or make the – if you fight the ticket, and I always suggest that you do them in person if you can, because that way –
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one constant every time you're on.
Yeah,
is if you're going to fight the ticket, do it in person. We know it's a pain in the butt. You got to take a day off of work or all that stuff. But the odds are more in your favor.
Way better. Yeah. Right. So and so if you can do it in person, and then make the argument. They'll say, hey, you know what? I don't carry a tape measure around with me. So it seemed to be 20 feet to me. It was about 4 or 5 car lengths back. I don't understand why I got this ticket. I just didn't have my ruler with me when I parked today, you know, and kind of make a – I'm not being snide about it, but kind of – I think the hearing officers usually go, yeah, well, if you were 4 or 5 car lengths back, then you probably weren't in violation. But the photographs would help too. And I always say, you know, you can photograph accurately, but always do it so the photos – always show you in the best light, let's say. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying lie. I'm just saying use the photographs that show – gives the judge the best picture of where you were parked so he can he or she can hopefully rule in your favor. Make sense?
I was just wondering, if you don't take the pictures, then you really don't have a case, do you?
Well, you can still win. I think the photos do help, but I would also I would still fight it. Even if you don't have the photos, and make that case, like, look, I was 5 car lengths back or 4 car lengths back. I wasn't. I dispute what the ticket writer said, and you know, like I said, say, hey, I just don't keep a tape measure in my car. I estimated. I thought I was legally parked, and I've used that argument before, and it's won. I've heard other people use that argument, and they've won. So you can try that. Photos will enhance your chances of winning.
All right, John.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, man. But good luck. Good luck on that. 312-981-7200. You need to get out of a ticket. You need some advice. If you drive in the city and you need some explanations of some stuff, the Parking Ticket Geek is here. 312-981-7200. Here's Ron on WGN. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hi. This is Ron. Yeah. I have a question. During the first few days of January, you know, when real terrible weather, cold, snowy, I didn't have my new sticker, you know, displayed for my license plate. I was caught by several cameras throughout the city like 6 times. And my question is, one of them, though, I wasn't even in one of the tickets that they hit me with. I wasn't even in the city.
Huh.
And I want to know, is there any? Yeah.
Well, you got a lot of things going on here. So what was the ticket for, the tickets? Are you talking speed camera, weather camera?
Expired plate.
For an expired plate.
Right, January. Yeah.
Well, and here's the issue here. First of all, the tickets are probably so old that you probably can't fight them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's 8 months ago.
You're 8 months ago. Typically, the process takes only a few months before the tickets go to what's called final determination, which means you can't go back and fight them at that point. So you got that's the overriding problem. The underlying problem of not having your sticker on there, it's as a driver, it's your responsibility to get the sticker on your license plate. And I'm not trying to lecture you because I've had those tickets before myself. I've goofed up and forgot to get it.
Me too in the past. Yeah.
So it's an easy one to get, but it's hard to defend, right? So the only way to defend against them is if you get one or like two in the same day, and you can fight the ticket, the duplicate ticket. But at this point, it sounds like you're on the hook for it, okay? I'm sorry to say that.
Well, I sent it to a collection agency.
Well, yeah, it's definitely past the time.
It's definitely, yeah.
If you have that many tickets, go down to one of the Department of Finance offices and see if you can work out a payment plan. That might be the best way to do it. You don't want to get – it sounds like you have so many tickets that you are going to become boot eligible very quickly. So I would suggest, in order not to become boot eligible, get down try to get down to one ticket. Like you start paying them off and get down to one ticket, because otherwise, if you have, here's, it's, this is kind of hard to understand. If you have 3 tickets you can be ticketed. You can be booted immediately. Three unpaid, mm-hmm. unpaid parking tickets and what's called final determination. So I would get down right. to two as quickly as you can, and then you have a little bit of time because. But if the two unpaid parking tickets are over a year old, you can also be booted. So you got to get it down to one at some point. Otherwise, you're going to come out someday and you're going to see a big yellow boot on your car. And you're going to be angry.
Yeah, and you got to do it in the next 4 months, man. You got to get it done in the next 4 months.
Do it quick. And you can stop it. You can stop the process if you go and set up a payment plan. Okay? They'll keep you from being booted if you go and say, hey, I don't have the, you know, I'm sure it's your.
I don't have the balance, but I can.
Right. I mean, it sounds like you have probably in excess of $500-$800 worth of tickets at this point.
Yes, $700.
Right. That's a lot of money. You might not be able to afford it. I mean, if you can pay it all at once. Awesome, do it. If you can't, get a payment plan together, and that'll keep the boot away. As long as you make the payments.
All right, Ron.
All right.
Thanks,
well,
man.
Thank you very much.
Okay, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Hang out for a second.
Excellent.
And we've got more people on the line, and we've got some lines open. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. If you want to get out of a ticket or you need some advice. The parking ticket geek is here, and the expiredmeter.com is the website. Nick DiGilio, that's me. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we've got Eric and Colin and the movie reviews. We will tell you about the on-demand stuff, everything that's in the theaters, and we'll take your phone calls. Speaking of phone calls, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you have a question about getting out of a ticket or driving in Chicago, the Parking Ticket Geek is here from theexpiredmeter.com. Are you ready to answer some more questions?
Absolutely.
So we can help some people out and see what's going on here. This is Michael on WGN. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
All right.
Just had a question. Do they still have the ticket amnesty day? And if so, when is it?
So that's a great question. There hasn't been a ticket amnesty in Chicago since right when the meter lease deal began. So it was like late 2007, early 2008. It was like 6 or 8 weeks. And it wasn't really much of an amnesty. They weren't as generous with their discounting as they had been in the past amnesties. The mayor, so we haven't had it since like 2008. That's like 6 years ago. The mayor has basically said, I'm never doing that. Because I've asked city people in the Department of Finance if they're going to do it again. And they basically said, no, we're not. We want our money. And as a driver in the city, I would not expect an amnesty. As long as Mayor Rahm Emanuel is in City Hall. Mm-hmm.
So that's bad news, Mike.
Yeah, well, that's bad news, but maybe there's a way to get some tickets because I have some old cars that still have tickets and they're showing up. And those cars are long gone, but the tickets keep doubling and tripling, and those cars are long gone. You know, they go back to 98 on in a couple of them.
Yeah, the joke that every time we're here we talk about this, it's there's no statute of limitations on parking tickets, much like murder and arson, or rape. So parking tickets are basically in that upper echelon of heinous crimes. So they never go away. They won't go away until you either pass away or you pay them.
Yeah. So all right, Michael. Thanks, man. Take care.
Appreciate it.
I took advantage of the amnesty one.
Oh,
year.
I did too.
And and then they made a clerical error.
What?
I've never told you the story?
No, I've never heard this.
I was on a first date with a girl, and we were trying to get to a movie. It was a Friday. We were trying to get to a movie, and then I had to review in the next morning on Roy's show.
Yeah.
And so I was speeding. I will admit that. I was flying down Montrose pretty fast. Norwich cop pulls me over.
Okay.
I give him my license, and I give him the, you know, everything, and he goes back. He's gone for a pretty long time. He comes back. He's like, step out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what? He's like, step out of the car. There's a warrant for your arrest.
Oh, jeez.
So I get out. This is a first date with this girl. So the girl sitting in the passenger side is like, what the hell am I with? So they're frisking me. And this is right on Montrose, across the street from an elementary school. And the kids were outside having recess, mocking me.
Oh, God.
He's like, they're pointing at me.
Yeah, that's
so they frisk me, they put me in cuffs, and they throw me in the back of the car.
And you're like, what
and
the
I'm
heck?
Like, I have no idea what's going on. And they were like, we can't, we don't know, we won't know until we get back to the station. Because I'm like, what am I? Why is there a warrant for my arrest? What the hell's going on?
Right.
So, meanwhile, I had a piece of crap Escort at the time, 1986 Escort. this was like 1993 when this happened, yeah. And it the you know the light we to pull the light headlights on, yeah. You know, the little knob that you would,
yeah,
pull out.
Right.
Okay, well that was broken. So in order for me to turn off my lights, I would have to stick my hand underneath the dash, hold the other end of the button, and push it in and,
right,
balance it.
I've had lots of cars that have similar
situations. Oh, absolutely. Like that. Well, my lights were on, and the cops couldn't figure out how to turn the lights off. And yeah. I certainly did not want to add dead battery, you know, right, to my day at this point. So, meanwhile, another cruiser comes by. They take my girlfriend well, it was our first date, but she ended up dating me anyway. Back to my roommate's place to get me.
She likes like bad guys,
I guess. Yeah, a bad guy who gets pulled over for speeding. So anyway, she goes back to my roommate. It was, yeah, my friend Scott at the time, to get cash for bail money.
Right.
All right. So. Anyway, I'm in the back of the car, and the cops can't turn the light off.
Oh, geez.
So they can't turn the lights off. So I'm like, hey, and I'm like, listen, just let me out and uncuff me, and I'll turn the lights off because there's a special thing you got to do it.
Right.
Oh, okay. After, you know, some thought, they said, all right, and they get me out of the car, and they uncuff me, and I go to the car, and I reach under the dashboard, and they pull their guns.
Right. They think you're trying to.
And I'm like, oh, no. And I put my hands up. I swear to God, all I got to do, I have to hold this thing here. And I put it. So they pull their guns. And I'm like, eh. So I turn the lights off. And I'm like, that's it. So they throw me in the back. So I found out,
yeah,
that when I got there, they mugshotted me. They fingerprinted me the whole night.
That was a great day for you, right?
And it was fantastic. And by the way, it was the Norwich Police Department, cleanest lockup I've ever seen in my life.
I've been in Belmont before.
Yeah. That's not as clean.
That's not as clean.
So I'm there. And then finally they come back and they go, yeah, yeah, there's a warrant out for your arrest because you're driving on a suspended license because of one parking ticket. That was a clerical error that happened on Amnesty Day.
Did you ever get that resolved?
No, the whole thing, I had to pay to get my license reinstated. I had to pay the ticket.
Oh, man.
And bail. I think the whole thing, speeding down Montrose in Norwich, I think the whole day cost me about $700.
That was an expensive date, man.
It was an expensive date. But, you know, I dated her for about 9 months after that. So, you know. All right, let's see if we can quickly help somebody else before we go to the news. This is Sasha on WGN. Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I have two questions for you guys. On Oakton and Bussey, which is Route 83, I noticed it have a camera at this intersection in the turning lane heading southbound. Whether it's green, yellow, or red, it takes your picture. When I noticed this, I pass all around because I'm looking at cars after cars in front of me just getting pictures. And I'm like, the light is green. Why is this thing flashing? And so, you know, that's like one concern I have about the cameras. Some of them, like, they malfunction.
So, have you gotten a ticket from that episode?
No, I actually turned around and went in the other direction and came back around just to avoid... Yeah, that particular light.
So sometimes those cameras will malfunction and the strobe will continue to go on.
Yeah.
However, that does not necessarily mean you got a ticket, okay? Because when they start reviewing the video, they'll say, "Hey, well, it was green," and it's just a malfunction. So if you perhaps get a ticket, you can point to the video and show, "Hey, look, it was green, and you gave me a ticket," and that'll be thrown out very easily.
Yeah.
That's an easy one to beat. I doubt you're going to get a ticket for that, okay?
Yeah, because they review the videos, right? They do review the videos and go, yeah, that guy went through a red light, or
right,
that guy, you know.
Correct.
And that's a green light, so we're not going to issue a ticket. Right. Just because the camera flashed, that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting a ticket.
Right. I've seen that in Chicago. It happens every once in a while where it'll just go haywire. I get lots of emails about that. I've had friends that have seen it. It's just a malfunction, and it doesn't not necessarily mean you're going to have a ticket in the mail.
Okay, cool. All right, we got a break. Sasha, thanks for your call. We got to hit the news here. I want to be on time, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more and take more calls. Everybody hang on. 312-981-7200. The expiredmeter.com is the website. Parking Ticket Geek is with us to answer your questions on WGN. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in the Glass Box. Coming up after 11 o'clock, Eric and Colin will join me for our weekly movie reviews. We'll cover all the new movies and on demand as well. But right now, hanging out with us is the Parking Ticket Geek from ExpiredMeter.com. So thanks for hanging out with us till 11.
I'm having a blast.
It's because we got a bunch of people on the line.
Love to help
who have
them out.
Questions about getting out of tickets and needing some advice. But very quickly, I do want to mention one more story that I found absolutely hilarious. So there's like these unauthorized street signs that are popping up on Milwaukee Avenue.
Yeah.
What's going on there? The picture, by the way, is hilarious.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's and what's funny is my office is right down the street from there, and I didn't see them. The Department of Transportation found out about them so quick and took them down. But somebody actually, like, these aren't just like pasted; they're actually with hardware. They went on
like metal.
Yeah, these are like real signs.
Yeah,
And they took like real hardware and mounted them on these. These light poles or signs, and there was a few others that they like. I think it was some kind of like art, you know, performance art or something.
Yeah,
because they say some kind of naughty words,
right?
And then there's a few others that are like making fun of like people that drive, and I didn't really understand that one that much. And there was a third one. I don't even know what it said. I'm assuming it was couldn't repeat it on the radio type of language. You know, as somebody who enjoys a practical joke, well executed, whoever, if you're listening, it's a well executed joke, a little coarse, but funny.
Yeah. And this was in Wicker Park.
Yeah.
On Milwaukee and Wicker Park. If you go to the website, you'll see a picture of one of the signs, which we can't actually tell you what it says on the air.
Yes.
Because we would lose our license and the FCC would fine us.
We don't want that.
No. But if you want to see what it is, check out theexpiredmeter.com. It's unauthorized street signs pop up on Milwaukee Avenue is the headline.
You got to get the guts on somebody going down the street, getting a ladder out.
You got to take time to do that, man.
Right, and nobody bothered them. They just acted like, oh, we're putting up these new signs.
Yeah.
We're from the city.
That's
trust
funny.
Us.
Very funny. All right, let's go back to the phones. Here's Andy on WGN. Hi, Andy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is my daughter's ex-boyfriend has a car that she signed for it. She's the owner of the vehicle, and the plates, of course, are registered in her name as well.
This sounds curious. Go ahead.
Probably pretty familiar, I would think. But so the question is he has gotten two speeding tickets by camera. And two tickets parked in the bus lane. He's a delivery driver.
Oh, geez.
I do know that since the vehicle is registered in her name, that she's responsible. But my question is there any recourse as far as requesting a hearing or something to try to get him to pay these tickets? She has tried numerous times with him.
Are they broken up at this point?
Yes, they are. They have a 2.5-year-old child together. There's nothing in the future. It looks like they'll be back together.
She needs to, and I don't know exactly what the proper language is, but she needs to get off the title of that vehicle as quickly as possible. Because
what you need to do is get him. They went to a bank and she got him a lower interest rate that would afford the payments. He makes the payments on the vehicle. It's like a handshake agreement, apparently, between
right.
them.
But you see, let me tell you a story. There's recently, about a year ago, we broke this story. It was a woman who was in a similar situation, and her boyfriend racked up $100,000 in parking tickets.
Oh,
okay. It was a really big story. Our little story went international and national. And so she ended up working it out with the city where she, you know, was paying a fraction of those tickets. But you don't want to get in that situation. And he has, he has no reason not to be responsible, right? Because it's in her name. The tickets are going in her name. He can be a jerk and park illegally, and he knows that the tickets are going back to her.
That's
so she needs to go to the Secretary of State and figure something out. And I think it means not making a phone call, but making a trip down to one of the DMV centers and explaining the situation and figuring out a way to get her name off the registration.
Absolutely.
And the title.
Absolutely, man.
And you may, hopefully you won't have to do this, you may have to get a lawyer involved because Again, based on this woman, Jennifer Fitzgerald, who eventually got out of it and worked with the city to resolve this issue, you don't want your daughter to be on the hook for hundreds, if not thousands of dollars worth of parking tickets. So please try to address that as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
We're at $725 right now, and
She's going to have to sue him. I mean, in small claims court, if she wants the money back.
Yeah, that's how you're going to. Because I mean, yeah, you got no recourse except for suing him and get her name off of that title.
She's responsible. Technically, she's responsible, so she has to pay those tickets and then go after him.
Wow, that's a bad situation, Andy.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, and that was going to be the thing I was going to pay the tickets for and then go after him, but he's a pretty irresponsible guy. And like I said, there's about $11,000 owed on the car. So as far as to get her name off the title,
well, at least the registration. The registration is actually more important than the title. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's because the registration is what the city is looking for at the registration on the they basically talk to the Secretary of State and say, hey, we're trying to get we got a parking ticket or a speeding ticket. We need to find this person. What's the address? Name and address, and they're sending it to your daughter. So the registration is the key. And again, the more you're talking, the more I'm thinking you might need an attorney.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Andy.
All right. Thank you guys
so
much.
Wow,
good luck, Andy.
What a terrible situation.
What kind of jerk does that?
What a jerk, man.
No.
God.
Come on, man. Be a man.
Jeez. All right. Here's Greg on WGN. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
All right.
So I'm calling about a parking ticket my mom got. She's handicapped. She's a senior citizen. She was parked in a handicapped spot in front of her house. And there was street cleaning that day. I went to her house before the street cleaning came, and we ended up taking her to the emergency room, and she was admitted to the hospital. And when I came by her house later that day, she had a ticket on her car for the street cleaning.
Okay, so let me talk about technical and, like, what you might be able to do. Okay, technically, she's on the hook for the ticket, okay? However, based on that story... And let me tell you, I sit in a lot of hearings because of all the tickets that I've had, embarrassingly, over the years that I fought. Most of the time, those type of stories don't go anywhere. The judge says, hey, look, this is the law. The law is the law. However, every once in a while, I'll see I'll hear somebody with a story like that, and the ticket, the judge will have some mercy and say, okay.
Now, does he have to bring, or does she have to bring proof that she was in the hospital on that date with, like, paperwork
and
stuff?
Yes, what I would do is bring as much documentation as possible, and maybe even go in with your mom and explain the situation. And let me tell you, your chances are very low, but it's such a, to me, it's a compelling story where you would think that maybe you would be able to
have a heart
touch
judge.
The humanity of the judge and say, look, this is what happened. And we had to go to the emergency room, and we weren't able to do it, okay? I think you have a chance. It's not a good chance, but I think, you know, me being a cheap guy, I don't like to pay the tickets. You might be able to work it, and especially if you and her both go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. Take care. Good luck with that. Yeah, you got to have a heart, man.
Yeah, the city's not real good at that.
No, they're not. All right, we'll take a quick break. Parking Ticket Geek is here. Phone number is 312-981-7200. Want to help as many people as we can. He's here till 11. After 11, Eric and Colin will join us for the weekly movie reviews right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio, that's me. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio here until midnight. Coming up after 11 o'clock, Eric and Colin will join me for our weekly movie reviews. But right now, we're wrapping things up with the Parking Ticket Geek from theexpiredmeter.com. Let's get back to the phones.
Sounds good.
All right. Here is Don on WGN. Hi, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don. Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my question. I'm a senior citizen, and I wanted to know if there's any group that's signing a petition to repeal these yellow light tickets, because I only have two choices: go through it and get a ticket, or slam on the brakes and have someone smash into me, and then I have to get out of the car and get into a big argument. If there's anybody who's doing this, who's signing a petition to get this repealed, or if you are willing to do it, please let me know what the phone number is.
Well, I don't have a phone number, but there's a website. There's a group called Citizens to Ban Red Light Cameras, and they're against They're fighting against both the red light cameras and the speed cameras, and they've been doing protests around the city on a very regular basis, usually on Saturdays. They've been going all over the place. So I think the website, just do a Google search. It's Citizens to Ban Red Light Cameras. And they've been really impressively making an impact on things. And they've there's another interesting story where they were out at a location on the south side at one of the camera locations that had the spikes in the Tribune story. And a friendly police officer came and basically what seems to have been kind of a little bit of intimidation. They were saying, well, the sergeant who came up, and they had it on video, he said, well, you can't have these type of signs out here. You know, these signs are wrong, and you have to have a permit to have a this type of demonstration. And, you know, anybody that knows U.S. government knows, hey, you can demonstrate and have whatever signs you want. The signs were not offensive. They were, you know, they were just saying, hey, we're against this. And basically every weekend this entire summer, they've been out there and they're passing out thousands of flyers in different areas of the city. So look into that, Citizens to Ban Red Light Cameras.
Do you think it's legal, though, to just to sign a petition? I mean, would that be enough to get a vote that would be actually revoke this?
I don't know. I know they supposedly collected 50,000 signatures. They were trying to get a ballot measure on, and you know how things work in this city. It's there's always something goofy going on. So I don't know if they're able to still try to get it on a ballot in an upcoming election, but they're working their butts off trying to do something like that.
Go
ahead.
One quick thing. We recently got a cell phone ticket, and the officer said that the officers do not go to court on those tickets, implying that if we went, we would get it dismissed. But when I made a phone call, the person was kind enough to tell me the truth, that we were given false hope, because if you show up and you cannot prove that you were not at the phone at that time, you know, by getting some kind of a receipt from the link phone or whatever, that they would not only charge you the $100, they would charge you $40 for court costs. I just thought I'd give that to you for information.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye.
You know, there's nothing like as awesome as going to court for a ticket and the cop doesn't show up.
It is fun, isn't it?
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. It's happened to me only once or twice.
It happened to me a few times when I was driving.
Yeah.
And it's just great because, you know, like sometimes you'll even, you know, like you'll remember the cop.
Yeah.
And you look around the room, you're like, he's not here. This is awesome.
Well, once in a while, they'll come in at the very end.
I know. That sucks. That's happened to me, too. Like you're sitting through court, you know, like case after case, ticket after ticket. And you're like,
right.
Come on, get to me.
I had this great story where when I got I allegedly blew through a stop sign, and I don't really remember it. And I was real nice to the cops. That I don't, you know, I said I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so the cop gave me the ticket, and he was looking in, but he was looking in my back seat, and I had these signs for I put up some signs in my neighborhood for Miguel De Valle, who used to be the city clerk, and he was running for mayor against Emmanuel. And he goes, you know what? Why do you have those signs? Well, I'm putting up the neighborhood because I think he's a nice guy, and I'd met him before. And he goes, you know what? When you show up, I'm gonna walk out of the room. And so I got there, and he's like, he gives me a little wave, and the case comes up, and all of a sudden he's gone, and the ticket gets dismissed.
That's awesome. So
yeah.
Clearly you know who he was supporting.
Right, exactly. He said, I support him too. I think he's a great guy. And,
yeah.
And he said, you know, you're doing good work for supporting him. And I was like, "Wow, that's pretty great, man." And he was really nice. But here's the thing: here's a great tip: always be nice to the cops. Okay?
Always, yeah.
And you know, don't be a jerk to them. And sometimes I was by Lane Tech once, and I went through like I just hit the red, like I was kind of go through, and I just touched the red. The cop pulled me over, and I knew what I did. And the cop said, "Do you know what you did?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I was going to make it." And I apologize, and, you know, if you got to write me a ticket, I understand.
Yeah.
And it's like, he goes, all right, just get out of here.
Yeah.
And I think it was just being nice to him,
yeah.
Right? Just being respectful and kind to the police. And,
yeah.
And a lot of times they'll just let you go.
Yeah. Here's Norma on WGN. Hi, Norma.
Hi. Yeah, this is Norma. I had a question. My grandson is in the Army currently. He came home, I want to say about March. He had been deployed in Afghanistan and came home to see my other son who has cancer. In the meantime, he took his car out of storage. He has a Mercedes. He put it in the front of our house to put the sticker, the plates, to get it all ready and put it back in storage. He was only here for 5 days, and he put it in the front. His Mercedes, you cannot put a plate in the front of the car. You got to be on the dashboard. But because he came in and did everything else, he had the back put down and not the front. I sent all that information to the court with the papers from the military, letting him know that he was here seeing, you know, his brother, so on and so forth. We hadn't heard anything till last week when it was the decision was that he was that he has to pay the ticket. It's a $60 ticket.
Right.
And I'm going, wait a minute. We sent all this paperwork. He was in the military. He had just come from being deployed. We sent all this information. He's back on base again. We told him that, you know, the reason he was here, otherwise he wouldn't have come back for now. And I don't understand how sending all this information in a car parked in front of the house with everything just because it didn't have that plate in the front.
Well, that's the problem is that the law in Illinois is you have to have a front plate and a back plate, and I think so technically he had an illegal situation and the ticket was issued for that. So there's not really much you can do. I think the deployment. I mean, I'm not sure that has any weight in beating the ticket. Unfortunately, Norma. So I think the best strategy at this point is pay the ticket before it doubles.
Yeah.
And I sympathize. And please thank your grandson for being in the military. I really respect him for that. And you know that's a great thing.
But technically he's got to have to pay it.
Yeah. Norma.
And pay it before it doubles.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Norma. Thanks for the call. Always a great time having you down, man. It flies by, and you help out a lot of people. Everybody can check out theexpiredmeter.com, and if they want to contact you or leave a message, is that possible?
Yeah, just info@theexpiredmeter.com. That's my email address or Twitter account, or just leave a comment.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nick.
We'll see you again next month.